This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of more than 18,000 crore rupees at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. The amount will support 9 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is on the path to becoming a global hub in natural farming.
Bharat natural farming ka global hub banne ke raaste par hai. Hamari biodiversity ek naya aakar le rahi hai. Desh ke yuva bhi ab agriculture ko ek modern scalable opportunity ke roop mein dekh rahe hain. Isse desh ki rural economy ko bahut badi taakat milne ja rahi hai.
Mr. Modi said, farmers received the benefit of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards. Prime Minister Modi also felicitated 5 distinguished natural farming specialists on the occasion. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor this evening and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar has elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA Legislature Party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP Legislature Party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. Talking to media, state BJP chief Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Nitish Kumar's resignation has been accepted. Mr. Jaiswal said the JDU leader has been appointed as the caretaker chief minister till the oath-taking ceremony to be held tomorrow. JDU leader Nitish Kumar will take oath as the chief minister of Bihar for the 10th time tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other dignitaries will attend the event. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the country's first indigenous CRISPR-based gene therapy for sickle cell disease, which primarily affects country's tribal population. The therapy, named Birsa 101, is dedicated to legendary tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda, whose 150th anniversary was observed on the 15th of this month. Addressing the gathering, the minister said the country has formally begun its decisive journey towards becoming a sickle cell disease-free nation. Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong reached New Delhi this evening on a visit to India. She will co-chair the 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Goa is also set to host the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, from tomorrow at Panaji. The 9-day festival will begin with a vibrant parade celebrating country's rich cultural legacy. Japan is the focus country this year, along with Spain as the partner country and Australia as spotlight country. Our correspondent reports that the event will bring together guests and filmmakers from more than 80 countries. Indian shooters continued their impressive performance, securing more medals at the 25th Deaf Olympics in Tokyo, Japan today. The duo of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinched gold in the 10-meter air pistol mixed event by defeating Yazhu Kao and Ming Jui Xu of Chinese Taipei in the final. Meanwhile, Kushagra Singh Rajawat won bronze in the 50-meter rifle prone competition. With the win, India's medal tally in shooting has climbed to 11 so far. And that is the end of this news bulletin.